is fully, completely forgiven. All the past, all the present, all the future. The grandness of this forgiveness is stunning. Turn to Matthew 18 and let's see an illustration that will lead us to the secondary point that if God can forgive us the greater, cannot we forgive the lesser? This is really an unforgettable story in Matthew 18. Peter is trying to find out how you're supposed to forgive people because he's living in this collision of believers. He's understanding that it's so easy to offend. They're wrangling about all kinds of things anyway. They must have irritated each other on a daily basis. They were together 24/7. They were not very sanctified. They were weak in faith, and they all wanted to sit on the right hand of Jesus in the kingdom. So they were hassling for sure. Peter comes. This is life. Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times. Peter patting himself on the back as best he could by bending his arm around there, because the rabbi said 3 times to forgive and that's it. You forgive the first time, you forgive the second time, you forgive the third time. After that, you don't give forgiveness. Peter, wanting to trump the rabbis and look like a hero, doubled it and added 1. Lord, shall we forgive 7 times? Thinking he would probably get some kind of commendation. Jesus said to him, I don't say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Just took his number and multiplied it into infinity. And one of the other gospels says 70 times a day. So you just keep forgiving. There's no end to it. You forgive as many times as there's an offense. That's how God forgives, isn't it? I would venture to say that certainly the Lord has forgiven me 70 times 7, 70 times a day, day after day, week after week, month after month after month of my life, your life. And then he tells a story that makes the point. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. This would be a king who had allotted segments of his kingdom to certain underlings. These are slaves at a very high level, and their responsibility is to collect the taxes and to collect the income for the king from these various areas. Now, he brings these in to settle the accounts, and when he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. That's an unpayable amount. One person figured out that that would be equal to the entire gross national product for Israel in a year. This is just a massive amount of money. Well, this guy shows up and he has to give an account for this vast wealth.